ABC Radio Australia. According to a new research which took place in Papua New Guinea, the humble clownfish can shrink in warm waters. Melissa Vestige is a PhD candidate in marine sciences from the Newcastle University and explained to Agnes Tupou about this discovery.
Initially, actually, when we started the research, we didn't realize that shrinking was a thing that these coral reef fish could do. So as part of my research, I'm looking at what anemone fish need to have in terms of skills to be future-proof. And so I came out into the field to monitor, amongst other things, their growth and in relation to environmental stresses like temperature. And when we got into the field, which was in February 2023, we turned out to be right at the cusp of a marine heat wave. And so from there, this monitoring of growth is something that's really interesting because these guys, we know they have quite plastic growth because of their social structure. But it wasn't until after we'd done the fieldwork that we realized, whoa, they're shrinking. What does that mean? So we hadn't observed it before. So for us, it was actually really surprising to find it.
Melissa, I'm curious, though, about, you know, the process itself. Like, how were you able to measure the fish shrinking?
To measure these fish, it's relatively easy, actually, because they one social group sits on one anemone, and the anemone doesn't typically move. And so as long as you know where to find that anemone on the reef, you know that you're dealing with the same fish. And so we use scuba, we visit them, we monitor the water temperatures, we see if they're breeding, things like that. Once every month, we also would go to these groups and catch them underwater with hand nets. And then you can actually measure them underwater and you take photos to make sure that you're dealing with the same individuals because they have unique markings. And so it's quite an easy thing to do actually underwater. And it's not super stressful for the fish because if you're good at it, it takes, you know, under a minute and they're back on the anemone.
Wow. And I mean, were you surprised by the findings of this research?
When we found it, yeah, we were definitely surprised. I freaked out a little initially. I thought, what did I get wrong? but we were definitely surprised by it. We hadn't observed this type of shrinking before, and it was actually quite common. So we saw it in 100 of the individuals. I recorded 134 individuals through this time frame. So it was not something we'd seen before.
Melissa, I mean, look, probably the biggest question most would want to see is be answered is, why do they shrink?
Yeah, it's a great question to know why they shrink. We try to, that was a bit of a head scratcher for us too initially, because these guys, they live in social groups where size is super important. And so typically if you get smaller, you risk maybe losing your social position in the group. But what we found in the end is that the shrinking comes with a pattern of enhanced ability to navigate environmental stress. So not only do they shrink when they need to, they also seem to bounce back a bit more when they can. And we saw that it had a survival advantage. So those that had the ability to shrink throughout the heat stress event, they were able to survive the entire heat wave. And so it might be a survival benefit that comes with shrinking.
And so, I mean, is there a particular temperature, you know, like, is there some sort of cutoff mark, right, where they start shrinking?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm not sure there's like a real threshold that we've been able to specify so far. It's because a lot of our work is observational. And so we're just monitoring the environment as stress happens. But we're doing it at the level of each individual anemone. And we did find that the more heat stress there is, the more likely they are to shrink and the stronger that shrinking effect would be. But it was with a time lagged effect. So it might be that it's also to do with how long they've been exposed to stress. And what we're thinking it might have to do with is that if you're able to shrink just a little bit, if it's really, really hot, it allows you buy yourself a bit more time, basically. By potentially lowering your metabolic demand so that you have to fuel a slightly smaller factory whilst you're waiting for the environment to become a little bit less critical.
What about the implication of this research, right? Given warming oceans, what does this then mean for the clownfish?
Clownfish, they're particularly vulnerable in a sense because they are site dependent. So when the environment gets really hot, they don't have an opportunity to move away from that area to find a cooler environment. And so it could be that this is a strategy that site-attached coral reef fish can use when the environment gets really, really intense and they need to put up with it. But on the whole, we're also wondering whether this gives us an additional explanation for why we're finding smaller marine fishes as oceans continue to warm. So there's other theories about that that relate to, for example, fisheries, where maybe they're catching the bigger individuals. It's that individuals maybe just don't grow as big as they used to. And now we found something that could add to that, a little bit of information suggesting that if they can't get away from their environment, maybe it's a strategy for them to survive when it gets really, really hot.
Wow, so fascinating. Well, you know, is this behavior, you know, the shrinking itself also occurring maybe in other fish species as well, or is this just particular to clownfish?
That's a really big question that we also have. So this is the first time we've observed it in adults, in adult coral reef fish. And so we'd love to collaborate and get in touch with other research groups that have an opportunity to see how widespread is this shrinking mechanism. Is it something that's restricted only to tropical species, for example, because they live closer to that thermal threshold? Is it something that's restricted to anemone fish specifically because they are so site attached, or maybe other species that are really site attached? So those are really great questions that we'd love to answer in the future.
And speaking about future, what are the next steps of your research, you know, moving forward?
Yes, so we'd love to do some follow-up studies to actually take it from field observation into controlled settings to understand exactly what are these shrinking mechanisms, what are the pathways. So is it food resources? Is it something that's direct? Is it something to do with the anemone habitat? And also to understand how widespread the shrinking phenomenon is, so that we can start to see whether this is something that's just specific to anemone fish, or whether other species would be able to do it.